silent world, seen with our own eyes the mighty record of its past. We feel a sense of the boundless mystery of the universe. We stand on a world of life and look on a world of death. We see spread out before us in the full light of the sun, a landscape as vast as the American continent, but not a living thing upon it. Not a flower blooms, not a tree grows, not an insect creeps, not a sound is heard, not a thing moving. The silence of a thousand ages is unbroken in this solitude that no man knows. But it was not always thus. The energies let loose in the world war were like children's toys compared with the explosive forces that must once have rent and torn the moon. Unthinkable forces have made her what she is. Beautiful to look upon as she rides in majesty with the earth around the sun. But with a face all scarred and worn with time, and the mark of some great agony written over it. Not moved by that picture of the moon which Professor J.A. Thompson has given us. We may say of the moon, in his words, that it was Earth's only child.